Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, and the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. For today's special Mother's Day-themed program, I'm talking with a variety of people from around the Washington area, from people who have been mothers or have mothers or just are thankful from them. And we even have a little bit of a message from a particular congressman as well.
My name is Elise, and I'm 8 years old.
My name is Tess, and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Sarah, and I'm 8 years old.
Tell me what it is that you love about your mom.
Singing with her sometimes.
Her giving me hugs and kisses when I need it.
And we snuggle at night.
What is a piece of advice or something that your mom usually always telling you to do?
If you're new to something, just kind of go with the flow.
Take a shower.
That's always good advice, really.
Clean my room.
Could you please introduce yourself for the radio audience?
I'm Tyler Gum. Tyler Gum, program director, KCII Radio, Washington, Illinois. Iowa. We're in Iowa. I almost said Illinois.
What is the worst thing you've ever done on Mother's Day for your mother?
The worst thing I've ever done? I mean, the worst thing I ever did to my mom was she bought me a drum set. I sold the drum set and bought a PlayStation 2. She was not happy. I realized that I wasn't going to be in a band, and I didn't want to be in band anymore. She kind of forced me to be in band, which, looking back, I do appreciate it. I had to take piano lessons as a kid. I hated it at the time, but looking back, I'm glad I did it. She made me take acting lessons as a kid. I hated it, but looking back, I'm glad I did it. Bowling lessons, tennis lessons, swimming lessons, everything but the sports I wanted to do, like basketball or baseball or football. No, I had volleyball lessons, but I never grew up to play volleyball. So, yeah, looking back, I'm glad she did that, made me do that. But at the time, I was not very appreciative.
I'm Diane Slaughter from Iowa City.
And I'm Shirley from Iowa City. Sometimes Mother's Day is about, it becomes more difficult as you are a mother and then your children are mothers. So how do you...
It gets kind of...
Yeah.
Spread out. Mm-hmm. Because not only am I a mother, but my daughter and daughter-in-law are both mothers. Mm-hmm. So then you need to share the time and day with everyone, which is special too.
Yeah.
Makes it special, but mm-hmm. different than yeah. when you were the only mother, and I had my own mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different, too.
Mm-hmm. Could you please just state your name?
And yeah, Dave that? Lobsack, L-O-E-B-S-A-C-K, Congressman, 2nd District mm-hmm. of Iowa. Look, I am doing it, what I'm doing this week to honor her, obviously, and because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's not coincidental I'm doing it right before Mother's Day, and she's not with us any longer. But I'm also taking my wife to the Hy-Vee on North Dodge, to the Market Cafe on Sunday, and I already made a reservation, and so that's something that I'm going to do, try to treat her as well as I possibly can on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You said North Dodge? Or
North Dodge in Iowa City.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's a new Hy-Vee there, and they got a really great Market Cafe.
I think I've maybe been there as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my daughter works there at the quick care, too, as a mm-hmm. as a nurse. So.
Hi, my name is Danielle. The older that I've gotten, the smarter my mom has gotten. I think that's something that when you're a teenager and your mom gives you advice and you disregard it, and then as you age and you always want to have your mom's advice, and you have so many questions for your mom. And so I think it's really about just appreciating the perspective of somebody who's gone before you. And I still feel so very grateful that I still have my mom and that I can call her and ask her questions or just vent. And I just appreciate that she's always been there for those phone calls. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the best things, is knowing that you've got that person who's got your back, who's supportive, and who you can call for questions. And like I said, the older that I've gotten, the smarter my mother has gotten.
Yeah.
Funny how that uh-huh. happens.
Yeah. I think the older we get, the more we realize we're like our parents.
Yes. Sometimes I will say things, and my husband will be like, "Wow, that was your mother just coming in right there."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, with the messages for people's mothers for, of course, Mother's Day this coming Sunday. So thank you, mothers, and including you, Deborah McIntosh Flaherty, of course, is my mother. So thank you so much for what you do every day. And I think every day should be Mother's Day, in my opinion. But you can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.